The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. That line from ancient scripture presumably wasn't intended to describe the opening of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. But as it so happens, this year it does, because the first two plays of the 2014 OSF in Ashland, Oregon, happen to be The Tempest and The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window, which are also the last plays written by William Shakespeare and Lorraine Hansberry. And both plays describe the painfully awkward and dangerous position of being trapped between worlds that are beginning and ending at the same time. That's something of a theme at this year's festival. The annual 10-month-long extravaganza officially opened last weekend, launching what will eventually be an 11-show season. In the second half of the weekend, OSF also premiered the Marx Brothers' Coconuts and Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. I'll tell you about those next time. Lorraine Hansberry, she's the playwright best known for writing A Raisin in the Sun, which made her the first African-American female writer to open a show on Broadway. That was 1959. By the time The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window opened in 1964, Hansberry was in the final months of a fight with cancer. Sidney Brustein was critically savaged, attacked by critics for packing in too many different contemporary social issues. Watching the play today, it's obvious that it's the work of an artist desperate to say as much as possible in the short time she had left. The story of a Greenwich Village artist struggling to make a positive impact on the world, but thwarted by his own self-doubts and cynical views of his fellow human beings, The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window is kind of a mess. It rambles outrageously. Plot points are packed with minute details one moment and left maddeningly vague the next. And there's a sequence of theatrical absurdism so jarring and unexpected it would shock Edward Albee, whom it seems to be making direct fun of. In spite of all that, Hansberry's last play, as presented at OSF, is about as meaty and thought-provoking a play as I have seen in years. If it's guilty of caring too deeply and attempting to say too much, I wish more plays tried to commit a similar crime. Brilliantly acted by a first-rate cast, directed with unflinching passion by Juliette Carrillo, Hansberry's play surges on a wave of authentic dialogue and clashing intellectual ideas, making Sidney Brustein a wild, unfocused, but truly volcanic eruption of theatrical heartbreak and wounded rage. If only OSF's new production of The Tempest had a fraction of the same stormy energy. In Shakespeare's beloved shipwreck fantasy, directed here by Berkeley Rep's Tony Taccone, the author was also writing his final play, saying goodbye to the theater while cramming in a boatload of thoughts on life, love, humanity, and the arts. Taccone brings some strong visual ideas to the stage: bald ethereal dancers, a metal-winged spirit, a spare set covered in red carpet. Except for these few enchanting visual adornments, the overall production, though, feels strangely flat and recycled. As the shipwrecked sorcerer Prospero, Dennis Arndt is oddly tentative and lifeless, and his speeches are often mumbled and hard to hear. It's unfortunate because, unlike Sidney Brustein, in which so much is said so beautifully, this Tempest aims mainly at looking beautiful and ends up doing little more than that. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival runs Tuesday through Sunday every week through October. For all the information, visit osfashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.